thinking ideas. Whether you're a small, medium, or large business, you must adhere to the modern marketing methods. I Think an Idea provides insights into marketing techniques that work for today's businesses as well as consumers alike. Learn about the best methods of business development for today's marketplace. Internet marketing, utilizing social media, and business marketing. Put on your thinking cap as you enter the Think Tank.
What is a backlink? What does that mean?
Yeah, so a backlink is just like, you know, if you were to create a Facebook business page with a URL and a link and then has relative content to your keywords, then that's going to help raise up your domain. It's almost like, you know, superheroes like on Marvel or DC Comics. It's like if you hold hands with, you know, Wonder Woman, you're going to get powers.
Right.
And backlinks are kind of like holding hands with somebody that's going to raise up your website.
Right.
But it's just like, I would say probably the law of influence. You know, when you have good people around you, it raises you up.
Right.
When you have bad people around you, it kind of pulls you down. A website's the same way. So if you're connected to, let's just say like a Facebook and a really cool LinkedIn presentation, and you're on Pinterest and you're on some of these high domain authority sites.
Or if someone's Instagram account.
Exactly. Yeah. It's gonna bring your, you know, your Google ranking factors up higher. Having social media links on your website, having Google Maps links on your website, it all sends a signal to Google saying this site is relevant.
Right.
And there's some people that take the cheap route and they said, well, I'm just gonna hire somebody for $50 because I don't wanna afford it. And they get what we call spammy links.
Right.
And I just talked to a customer the other day who had an SEO guy, and when we put up the links, it was like Russian sites, Chinese sites. The guy does like, let's say the guy does roofing, but he was showing up on accounting websites, which have nothing to do with roofing.
It wasn't targeted.
Right. So what happened in the last 12 weeks, he lost 70% of his traffic, probably from spam links and Google penalties. Bings, he saved money.
So something but, you do probably when you when working with a company is, you know, initially cleaning up those links and, and doing a bit of, you know.
Yeah, they call it a disavow. We can actually go into the cPanel in htaccess, and we can actually disavow those links and disconnect them.
Right.
Yeah.
So the cleanup is
cutting the ties.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So this is a typical report for our clients. I think the biggest fear for a lot of people that are actually hiring someone to do SEO is they have no transparency. They have no idea what the person is doing. In fact, just even as of last week, I talked to somebody paying somebody $5,000 a month, and they have no report.
They don't really know. They don't have much to show for it.
Right, exactly. So we like to be really transparent with people so they know exactly what they're getting. This is what we're doing every month for this one client. You know, we're building out 703 links per month, and it goes everything from social bookmarking to social media optimization, classified videos, search engines, image sharing, articles, press releases, blogs, different podcasts, business citations, and then document sharing.
Right.
So what happens is when they go into this SERP report, this shows like where the client started. So like for this one here, they were number 52.
These are keywords.
These are for keywords that we're focused on. Right here, you can see the baseline ranking. So as we want to have a reference factor of like when we started, and then how do you measure the progress if you have no reference,
and
right?
And so when we're looking at, let's say, number 52, does that actually mean that on, you know, a Google list of search results, they were number 52?
Yeah, they were number 52 for non-surgical eyelid lift.
For example, and so,
that would be like the sixth page of Google.
Right, so no one's going to look through that.
Yeah,
no,
nobody goes past the first page.
Right,
absolutely.
So getting those numbers lower
exactly
is actually key.
And if you look over here, even just after, you know, two and a half months, we have them on the first page of Google,
right,
in position 10.
Yep.
So that's great movement. We usually don't tell people it's going to happen that quickly, but if there's not a lot of activity, then we know that by building these links and actually doing all the necessary factors that we can get the improvement. And most of their keywords are all moving up. What they say, there's actually some, you know, good materials on Google. They say that you really should have a good 1 to 2 year strategy when it comes to SEO. You shouldn't, like, you know, it's like planting a flower in the garden.
You shouldn't expect it to grow overnight.
Right. Yeah. And if it doesn't grow overnight, you don't jump up and down and like get a hammer and beat it up and get upset.
Patience is
on like week two, right? So for example, if we go to Tumblr, you can see that some of these URLs are very specific to, like this URL here is very specific to the keywords. And then we're building out all these before and after shots with the phone number. And I mean, for somebody to sit in an office and do all these things, it would take them forever. I mean, that's just one link. So we're building all these microsites. And Tumblr is a high domain authority. So we know that, you know, that's going to be beneficial.
Right.
I'll show you a couple other ones too. Like this one here is Google Bookmarks. So we use all high domain authority sites. But I mean, these are all links. We provide the username and the password. And that's social bookmarking. If we go to classified ads, we're building out classified ads. Again, all these contribute to the ranking factors.
And that's all just for one client.
One client, exactly. If we go to SMO submissions, we build out alias social medias that aren't official to send social signals back and drive those up. I
think
an idea.
Think Tank is sponsored by I Think an Idea, a premier digital marketing agency located in Santa Monica, California. I Think an Idea works with Silicon Beach companies, Fortune 500 and 1,000 businesses, and small businesses that want to grow their company both online and off. For more information, go to ithinkanidea.com.